completed their withdrawal of forces from Yemen's critical Red Sea port of Hodeidah. The UN says it plans to expand its presence in Hodeidah and that it hopes that real progress there could lead the warring parties back to the negotiating table. As a disturbing backdrop to all of this, the Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's government today carried out a series of airstrikes that reportedly killed at least six people in Sana'a. Sudan's capital has been under Houthi control since late 2014. The airstrikes came days after the Iranian-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for drone attacks against an oil pipeline in Saudi Arabia. The United States has ordered non-emergency diplomatic personnel to leave Iraq amid unspecified worries of an attack by Iran or its Persian Gulf proxies. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The move underscores what Washington says is a growing threat from Iran. The U.S., though, has not publicly given any evidence to back that up, and allies are skeptical. Even a top British general in the anti-Islamic State coalition who told reporters here at the Pentagon,
"There's been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq and Syria."
U.S. Central Command, though, says there are credible threats. Washington and Tehran each say nobody's seeking war, but Iran's supreme leader is also issuing a veiled threat, saying it would not be hard for Iran to enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, U.S. officials say they believe Iran was at least indirectly involved in last weekend's sabotaging of four oil ships near the Persian Gulf. Bob Hawke, one of Australia's longest-serving prime ministers, has died. He was 89. Hawke served from 1983 until 1991. The leader of his center-left Labour Party, Hawke's appeal was his everyman approach. This is VOA News. In what could turn out to be a breakthrough, both sides in Venezuela's political crisis say they will meet in Norway for talks on resolving the stalemate in Caracas.